Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. And welcome to the next episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. In this episode, I talked again with Theodoros Vlachos, the head coach of the Greece national team. In the first part of our discussion, we talked about his experiences during the Olympic Games in Tokyo this year. So I hope you enjoyed the talk and talk to you later. So welcome back in this case, Vlachos. Welcome to the second edition. So welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you again for your hospitality. I'm very glad that I talk again with you, and I'm open to discuss everything.
Everything. Yeah. So everything. I guess it's most of the people are really interesting in the Olympic stuff. You have done in the last couple of weeks. So it's not really a normal situation. So not everybody of us is really able to attend Olympic Games. We talked in the last episode about the plan or the vision for the Olympic Games. Now the Olympic Games are already behind of us. So what was experience for you, so in the opposite to the discussion we have some weeks ago?
Okay, it was a great experience, not because we had a really very good great result. Always Olympic Games is a great tournament, you know, that's why all the athletes or everybody and the coaches, they want to participate in Olympic Games. But I think the Olympic Games in Tokyo was really very well organized, and everything was perfect, except that we played without fans at all, without people in the tribune. That was really not happy for everybody. And I think especially for the Japanese, because Japanese people who lived in Tokyo, they were really thirsty to visit any sport, any game, to watch any game. So I think they were really unhappy because of this, that they couldn't be with us to watch us to play, you know, to any action. So from that reason, really we didn't enjoy so much. But as I can say, comparing the Olympic Games in Rio, in Tokyo, was everything really much, much better.
Yeah, so the organization you mentioned before, it's was really great, but it's not really a different situation when you are not able to play in front of any people. Yeah, so was it an expected feeling or impression for you or the players at the end? So because you know that you are coming to Tokyo and there would be no audiences at all, so but when you are going into the pool or into the location and there are really no people around the pool, so I can imagine that this is maybe something different. Yeah, so there's a difference between you know that there will no people watching you, and then you say, okay, there are really no people in the pool.
No, we had this, we knew what we will expect, what we will see in the pool during the games, because already all the players from, I think, from all teams had played many games during Champions League or other competition, FINA competition, without fans, so without people. So, you know, I think from the beginning, from the first minute of the first game, we didn't think about if there are people or not. Just we were concentrated to, you know, to our goal, to the game, to anything happened there.
Yeah, so you mentioned the first game in the tournament in Tokyo. So this is a really good point. You have the first game against Hungary, and then the next one against Italy. So maybe yes. These are not really the easiest two games to start in such a tournament. So you won with one goal against Italy and 6-6 again regarding against Hungary. So it was 10-9 and the other was 6-6 against Italy. So is it the start you have expected, or what was your plan? So you plan to win any game or every game, that is clear. Really hard at the beginning.
Yes, listen, I have to be honest, before to go to Olympic Games, we wanted to have the best result. We knew that we can do something great only if we can play every game perfect, perfect in attack, perfect in defense. Only in that way we can have a good result. And as we knew before that the first two games were against really two great teams, national teams, Hungary and Italy. It was difficult to expect that we can have 3 points of these first two games. Of course, we wanted to try, and we tried from the first moment of the first game, but you never can say that I will beat today Hungary.
it's not a sentence that makes sense. Bravo. In the most cases.
Maybe you believe it, but you cannot say before the game. But yeah. Just try to do it, and I think we said all together, me and my players, that just we have to go step by step, game by game, just to be careful at the beginning, because always the first game is very important in any tournament, especially in Olympic Games. If you can have one good result, after everything can become better for you, psychology and atmosphere in the team, and everything can be easier. And just our first target, our first goal was to have one of the fourth position in the group, because our group was not easy. It was Hungary, Italy, USA, one team that we knew each other very, very good, because we had during the season some preparation, and it's a very, very aggressive team and a good team. And the host team, the Japanese team, because it's really something special, something different than all the others. So we had to try a lot to take one of first four position, to have the possibility to play the cross game with any opponent of the other group. But as we started after the game, after the first win, we started to think more positive and to feel really much better and stronger.
Yeah. So and the game against Japan, so when you say this is something special to play against a host or national team of the host country, this was also one goal win, yeah, so 10-9. So
last attack and last offense, yes.
When you say something different, what makes it so special to play maybe in one hand against the host team of a country, and then maybe also specifically against Japan? So everybody is over the last couple of years saying, okay, they developed very well and very good, and they make such a great progress in terms of tactics and physiologic and body language and so on. So maybe these two aspects, so host team and maybe specifically against Japan, what makes it so difficult?
Of course, not because it was the host team. I think, and my opinion is that it's very difficult to play against Japan. Everybody knows that the last 4 or 5 years, they have their style of the game, a different style than all other teams, and it's very difficult to adapt their type of their game. So you have to, in two days from a game before till a game of against Japan, you have to think much different how you can win this game and how you can lead during the game. But as you said, they developed really too much last 4 or 5 years, and they are very close to do something great, to play in four top teams in a great tournament, mm-hmm. a big tournament, or to win something. But especially in that, in their home, they wanted for sure to qualify to the next round, to best 8 teams. And in when we arrived, I think it was the third game of our group or fourth, Japan against us was that game was their last chance to have chances to qualify to take the fourth position in our group. So really was very, very difficult to play against them. And the result is it true that we won the last minute, the last shot, and I think that that win gave us the first place, the first position in our group. So they gave us the advantage for the rest games, you know, to play against mm-hmm. Montenegro yeah. and all, anything happen later.
Yeah, so maybe in water polo, it's maybe the same, for example, here in Europe with soccer, that there are no other small countries. Yeah, so you are not able to say, okay, I win against Japan or Austria here in soccer in Europe. There are no small countries anymore. Yeah, so they are really yes, close to the top. You mentioned the US team. So the win against the US team was really obvious. Yeah, so 40-5. But again, before you played against the USA, you played win the game against South Africa. So this was not, maybe based on the result, not a big deal.
Yes, of course.
But really the win against the USA, I would say, when you say, okay, they are also very strong team, very good development over the last couple of years, and then such a great result. So what is the difference in terms of preparation maybe for you as a coach when you play against USA and say, okay, so you have to prepare very specifically, yeah, so based on the opponent, that's clear. But what was the difference for you as a coach to prepare the team to play against the USA?
You know, that the previous 14 months we had, I think, 3 or 4 preparation, common practices, with common preparation with the USA in Athens. Mm. And when you have so many games with the team, you know, each opponent know each other, so it's you don't have something to hide or something to present, something new to present, you know.
Yeah.
I think you know
the other team better, yeah? So yes. When you have the chance to see them and several times.
Of course. And the other team knows you much really mm-hmm. better. As it's the same for both sides. But I think the moment that we play against the USA, we needed that moment to the win, the victory, to win USA, because we wanted to arrive first in our group. We have really big target, big goal in this an ambition in this in that game. And as we won, you know, I think we were led whole game, and we won clear with a clear score. I think that big win against USA, and you know, USA the last game I think was leading whole game against Italy, and lost the last minute, and the same happened against Hungary. So USA arrived in that game with really good games, not with bad results and to lose any game easy. And you know, I was thinking that could be a more difficult game for us, but how the way we won, I think gave us more confidence to that we play good, that we are in a good condition, that because was the game against USA was the fifth game of the tournament, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fifth one.
Yes, the fifth one, and then was the game against Montenegro. So that game, I think, gave us not so important points, but really more confidence to continue.
you need really the confidence, right? Then in this case, when you enter the quarterfinal against Montenegro, yeah. So, and then you need these kind of positive feelings and positive results from the first few rounds. Then, yeah. So at least the result against Montenegro was also somehow clear, yeah. So 10-4, so which is not really close, yeah. So which is also a signal for okay, they are ready and they are really trying to do here something special, right?
Yeah, I think some details were important for us and for the opponent in that game. Of course, we played really good, especially in our defense because we were leading 6-1. But mm-hmm. I think that Montenegro last 4 or 5 days, their main center forward was injury and was out of practices and last 2 games, as I remember. So he returned to action in our game. I believe mm-hmm. that he was not too really 100% ready, and he was nervous because he punched a Greek player, and he was excluded, I think, at the beginning of third quarter. So that happened. What happened made for us the rest of the game really easier. But I think in that moment already we were leading 4-1. I don't say that we won because of this, but some details made all situation really easier for us to have a clear win against Montenegro and to qualify it in first top 4 teams of the tournament.
Yeah. So in the high semi-final then against Hungary again. Yeah. So which is not maybe also the easiest challenge because you played already against Hungary the opening game. So when you playing against same team again during one tournament, so is it also something special where you say, okay, I saw in the first game this kind of tactics and situations and the players moving this way or the other way around. So is there also something special situation for you as a from a coach perspective then to prepare for this game again?
You know, when you play again in very important game, the semi-final against a team that you played the first day of the tournament, you can ask yourself, can we do it again? Because the first day of the tournament, yes, the first day of the tournament, we won Hungary first time in our history in a big tournament. So it was our first win in a big tournament for Greece. And already for us was really a big success, just against Hungary, not in a tournament. And everybody say, okay, can we do it again? Is it possible? Because Hungary is Hungary. Hungary is really a very traditional country in water polo, and the team is really, I think the Hungarian team was the first favorite to win the tournament, to take the gold medal, to win the gold medal. And everybody were expecting that Hungary will react after our first win, and because it's a really very talented team, especially in offense. They have really great players. They can score from everywhere. And as we saw against Croatia in quarterfinals, they played fantastic. They played the game. They scored 14 goals. And the feeling that in that moment was that Hungary is back and Hungary is really the favorite. But I believe that in our game, we knew that what we have to do, and we follow everything we said before the game, because a semi-final and a title, you can win. You can win first from the defense, not from in attack. So I think in our defense we were really, really very strong and good and careful against important players like Varga, like Vamos, like Zalanki, like I don't want many players. No, Hungary has really
so many great players in Hungary. Yeah.
And Hungarian players, if sometimes if they cannot score easy, you know, maybe get nervous. And I believe that all this happened in that day, and we had an historical, you know, win, and in the semi-final, first time, and we arrived to play the final of Olympic Games.
Mm. Yeah, so and the offense win games, yeah, and the defense win titles, I think,
yes,
is a sentence. Yeah, so in this case, you have this on your side, and also the great experience and the good feeling from the first games. So and then you win again 9-6, and then you have the silver medal safe, let's say it that way. So which is for sure maybe then the first step, let's say it that way, and then you will enter the gold medal match. So is there any, so how can I say it, is there any difference that you know, okay, I have the silver medal for sure and safe, and now I'm able to win the gold medal? So is there anything in your mind or on the players, or is it something totally not allowed to think about, so because we are want to go for gold?
Okay, finally we said and we decided to go for the gold, but already we were...
For sure, yeah.
we felt that already we were... We had a great success, and a dream finally it was true for us to have a medal, to win a medal in Olympic Games, because as we said, already we had a medal in our neck, so... And that was... that happened for us first time, and you know, this is mm-hmm. the... This is the point that I believe we lost the final, because we didn't have the experience to manage, you know, these 2 days from semi-final to final, to manage our feelings, our emotions. You know, we were really very, very happy. Already everybody say that it's a great success, the biggest, mm-hmm. you know. But for Serbians was not the same, because... I think Serbian team was in that situation third or fourth time last 4 or 5 years. So,
mm-hmm. So this was my next question, maybe. So, do you think it's really a difference for a nation like Greece, which is really the first time in these kind of situation, handling with the title and medals feelings and experiences and so on, and then on the other hand we have Serbia, where you mentioned, okay, during the last several years they are already in these kind of situations several times, and they are able to deal with these kind of situations totally differently.
Yes, my opinion is this is the point, this is the difference between these two teams. More experienced mm-hmm. experience teams, the Serbian team in that kind of situation to play in a final, especially in Olympic Games. For us, it was the first game that we played and participated in a final of a big tournament. And for one moment, for some hours, was enough for us, you know. it was really, we were satisfied, we were full of emotions. Okay, next day we said, okay, let's go, we play in the final to enjoy, but go to win. And as you watched, we tried, and finally we arrived in the game after, you know, third period, and really we tried to win the game, but our first quarter was not the usual first quarter of the games, because we received 6 goals in the first quarter, and usually the previous games we received 6-7 goals whole game. So I believe the start of the game we were not there, we were not ready to play a final.
Yeah, so I would also say that this maybe is the biggest difference. Yeah, so when you maybe in the next couple of years again in these kind of situations, maybe then you are able, or the players as such are able to handle or deal with these kind of situations totally different, because they know these kind of feelings and situations. Yes. Maybe they are ready with the celebration of the silver medal then during the first period.
First time is always it's something new, it's difficult. First time is first time. But I believe and I hope that we will have again a chance to play in the final. And I believe that we will manage really much, much better and with more experience the next time. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, so Paris is not so far away. Yeah, so we have Paris again in 3 years already.
Yeah,
so it's not so far away. And it's much more nearer to Germany and Greece, by the way. So it's able. So we are easier able to travel to yeah. Paris in this case.
Just 3 hours flight, probably.
Yeah, maybe
from Athens.
So. From a coach perspective, maybe. So the players have the experiences and have to deal with the emotions and with the feelings. But I would say, or I would guess, that you also, as a coach, have to deal with these kind of situations, which is maybe also new for new in some cases. Yeah. So it's not really a comparison to the Champions League final, maybe, or final eight final, or the final to play the Champions League. But are there any special feelings, emotions, experiences also from your side as a coach?
Yes, really much different.
So much new emotions and experiences.
Now, for me, it was really a great, how to tell you, play in a final, to participate in a final of Olympic Games. It was exciting, you know. It was not like already participated in three final of Champions League. Champions League is the greatest... not tournament, greatest, yes, tournament in Europe for water polo, but Olympic Games was something extraordinary for me, you know. Mm-hmm. Really,
yeah.
It was not easy to manage, you know, also myself the day before, because Olympic Games is the greatest event in the world for all sports, you know. That's why you cannot compare Olympic Games, final of Olympic Games, with the Champions League final or any other competition.
Yeah. So this is already the end again of the first part of the discussion with Vlachos, and we continue our talk next week with him. And in this talk we are talking about his new team of Olympiakos Piraeus in Greece, and how is the situation in the Greek league then. All the new challenges with the MVP Filipovic also as a new team member of Olympiakos. So stay tuned. I hope you welcome you again next week, and talk to you soon. Surprise me.